All right, the morning just gets better and better and better, and we're glad you're with us. Laguna Beach, it's a perfect day. It's sunny outside, and it's just going to be like this the entire weekend, I understand. Something I want to tell you about, though, the Strange 80s 3D performance. It's going to be happening at the Fonda Center on June 1st, featuring members of Bush, Simple Plan, No Doubt, and Sugar Cult. And I am fortunate enough, right now, on the phone, we've got Marco DeSantis from Sugar Cult. Marco, that's 70. Right. How you doing, brother?
Dude, I'm all right. Thank you for having me. I was just saying, like, God, I wish I was in Laguna Beach right now. Sounds so awesome. Our band was originally from Santa Barbara. So, like, I live in L.A. now, and I swear, like, unless I'm near the ocean, I basically just feel like I don't feel like I'm home. So even just talking to you on the phone and knowing that you guys could, like, go to the beach right now if you wanted to makes me stoked.
Well, let me make you even more stoked. So I've got Lisa Farber from the Laguna Beach Vibe right here. She's looking out the window at the ocean.
Lisa, as we
speak.
What is going on? I got my hot pink Speedo ready. Let's go. Let's just bail on this whole interview and go to the beach. Let's bail on Strange 80s and let's just go to the beach next Saturday instead. How about that?
That sounds fantastic, man.
How about this? We'll go to the beach on Saturday and then have like a pre-party, and then we'll all pile into a big your radio station will charter a party bus, and we'll all just go to Strange 80s at the Fonda in Hollywood.
Dude,
that night.
Dude, I knew I loved you for a reason. I knew I loved you for
Let's
a reason,
it.
Man.
Definitely now it's going to be June, so we might as well like start behaving like it's the summertime.
That's right. So we're benefiting Charity Bomb with this, right? Charity Bomb, the nonprofit organization.
Yes.
All right.
And also. Talinda Bennington, who's Chester Bennington from Lincoln Park.
Right.
His wife is involved too, and she's doing all this amazing work for, just for raising. I think it's one of those things, like one of the things that our band is super passionate about, always have been, is like mental health, you know, and like bringing that kind of awareness to the forefront. Because it's always been one of those weird things where like you see someone walking down the street who's like bleeding and you call 911 and like take off your shirt and stop their bleeding. But if you see someone walking down the street, you know, talking to themselves or like freaking out, you like cross the street and avoid them.
Right.
You know, so there's this weird stigma with mental health. And let's face it, like, I don't know about you guys, but like, I don't think I know anybody in the music industry that doesn't have some sort of like, I don't think any of us would ever write songs if we were like totally.
Agreed.
Yeah. So it's like mental health is like, it's no big deal. Like people have anxiety, people have depression, people have all these things. And now you've seen people like, unfortunately, Chester Bennington, and Chris Cornell from Soundgarden.
Right.
You see all these things happen to, in our own music community, to these like superstars that you think would have it just like, okay, they've got it all figured out, but you realize, okay, this is something bigger, you know? So this is why we're like all for like the idea of like, let's have some fun, play some songs that people remember from the 80s and just like cause a huge ruckus. But at the end of the day, raise a bunch of awareness and a bunch of money for these cool charities.
Now, Marco, you're going to be on stage with, I'm just going to list off just a few because there's literally dozens of fantastic artists that you get to play with. And I'm talking about Scott Schreiner from Weezer, Frank Zumo, Sum 41. We're talking about Gavin Rossdale from Bush, yourself included, of course. So
Jenny from Jenny and Jesse from Eagles of Death Metal, Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats.
Man.
I mean, an actual 80s band. You know, he's going to be there. It's going to be so legit. And I did this last time, and it was like, there's all the artists that you see that are listed on the thing.
Right.
And then there's all the artists that, like, couldn't confirm 100%, but then like come in the day of or come in the day before.
Right.
And you just get all these extra, not just music acts, you get like actors from, you know, from like the current TV shows.
Right.
You get just all kind of, like last time Tommy Lee just showed up from Motley Crue. He was just like, oh, I'm just gonna come because my friends are gonna be there, you know? Like it's just
right.
It's one of those LA things that like you can, you know, it's one of those things where if you live in Southern California,
right,
once in a while, you got to take advantage of that thing that only people who live around here can really participate in, which is just like these kinds of events where it's like, a bunch of people taking, you know, I mean, Scott from Weezer, I just saw him at the Forum and he's going to get in his car and drive to Hollywood and park at the Fonda and go in there and play a couple songs.
We got David Kushner from Velvet Revolver. We got
such a bro.
Oh man, dude.
And that's the cool thing is all these bands are like, they're not like in band mode where they're like, okay, my tour manager's telling me what time to go on stage. Everyone's just in like, dude, let's have fun. and let's learn, like, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys, and let's just, like, get rad. So now, we're all kind of on equal ground, which is so fun.
Now, awesome. I want to let our listeners know that the motto of this thing is all-purpose altruism, because you guys deliver 100%, 100% of the proceeds, 100% of the time. There's 100% transparency in this thing. I absolutely love how you're doing this, man.
Dude, it's really cool, and I got to give credit to the guy Matthew Leone who kind of like conceived this whole idea, and he's kind of the guy who spearheads Strange 80s. He was in a band called Medina Lake that my band toured with years ago in Australia, right. And like he's this kid from he was in this band and he was in Chicago and this crazy thing happened to him. I mean, I'll let you have him on the radio sometime. He'll tell his whole story, but
let me just
almost died.
Let me just
and then
yeah right.
Rock and Roll Charity saved his life, so he's dedicated his whole life to doing stuff like this, and he's just like one of those guys where there's a few people left in the music industry where their heart's just in the right place.
Right.
That guy.
Let me tell the audience what happened to Matthew. Matthew had finished a show. He was in Chicago. Some lady was getting assaulted on the street of Chicago. He went to go try and help her and then got his skull cracked. And Matthew was in a coma for several weeks. Am I thinking the right thing there?
More or less. Like, long story short, right. He's this like, and by the way, he's like the size of a 9-year-old girl. He's this tiny little dude. And he had the, like, integrity to just, like, go approach this guy who was, like, the size of, like, 3 bouncers right. at the craziest nightclub you can imagine, you know, and basically just, like, stand up to that guy to help this complete stranger, you know? Yeah. And then, you know, yeah, so it's a crazy story. And then, of course, the guy freaking, you know, clobbered him, and the guy, you know, he was in a coma, and all these artists, like Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins, Madonna, Paul Stanley from Kiss, all these people stepped in who had never even met this guy.
Right.
You know, they just were like, hey, here's one of ours. He's a rock and roll guy, and we got to help each other out. We got to take care of, you know? And so he was like, that was like when he was like, if I ever make it out of this, I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to just helping people.
Right.
And that's pretty much what he's done.
And in that spirit, that's exactly what you guys are going to be doing on June 1st, in that same spirit, man. Right on.
And it's a good feeling, because let's face it. I mean, playing like your worst day jumping around on stage playing guitar is still, you know, still better than a lot of people's every day, you know,
right.
So you can't complain when you get to do this kind of stuff. It's the most fun thing ever. And if you can actually do that and then on top of it, have a great time, so make a difference with something that really matters, then why not? It's kind of a win-win.
Now,
and then people in the audience who come to the thing, they're just as much of a part of it as anyone who's on stage, because they're, you know, they're being the change they want to see in the world, which is pretty badass.
Right. Now, Marco, one of the greatest songs and one of the greatest covers I've ever heard was you doing Hard Day's Night, man. Are we going to hear that? Can we please hear that, man?
Wait, do you guys have a copy of that somehow?
I don't yet, but I will as soon as I'm done talking to you. Please zap one to me, man. I'd love to hear
it. That was crazy, because we did that for this thing in Japan, and they put it out over there, and it was one of those things where you're like, you're not supposed to cover the Beatles. That's like sacred ground. Like, no one's supposed to cover the Beatles. And then we're like, well, it's just in Japan.
Right?
And then we did it, and now everyone's heard it. We're like, okay.
No one will hear it.
We covered a Beatles song.
Yeah.
We sort of felt sorry for those guys. We're like, you know, they probably need some publishing money, so we'll cover one of their songs. We'll throw Paul McCartney a bone.
Right. You know? Yeah, he probably needs the bucks.
Right.
So once again, everybody.
Crazy, dude, this year, 20-year anniversary of Sugar Call. How crazy is that?
That's insane.
Out in Santa Barbara in 1999, and we put out a couple records earlier this century.
Right.
Bouncing Off the Walls, Memory, Stuck in America, Pretty Girl. He had all these songs. So look up Sugar Cult in case you forgot what we sounded like.
Oh, nobody forgot.
We're not that bad. That's our motto. Sugar Cult. We're not that bad.
How did you get the name Marco 72?
Oh, that was an old lame idea that I had, and then I quickly changed it back to my real name, which is Marco DeSantis. You know, for a minute I was like, I want to be like Nikki Six when I grow up, and then I was like, actually, no, I kind of don't. But yeah,
you made a fine choice.
You did your Wikipedia work, didn't you?
I do my homework, buddy. So we're talking to Marco DeSantis from Sugar Cult, and of course, Strange 80s 3D featuring everybody under the sun. Bands from Bush, Simple Plan, No Doubt, of course, Sugar Cult. This happens on June 1st at the Fonda Theater. Marco, before we go, man, anything you want to tell our audience?
Well, you know, there's something, I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you what it is, but there's something coming out Sugar Cult related next week.
Ooh.
And it's if you go to label Fearless, so Fearless Records, if you go to their website,
right.
You'll be able to learn more about that. It's kind of going to be a cool thing. And then I will hopefully, hopefully see everyone who's listening. If you come to the show June 1st, week from tomorrow, then definitely come find me. I'm going to be the guy who's like, I'm going to be the guy on stage with Scott from Weezer and Adrian from No Doubt. And then we actually have Chester from Linkin Park's son, Jamie. He's a singer and he's never performed in public to the best of my knowledge.
Wow.
And he's going to be making his vocal debut with us on stage. I just found that out. Literally just this morning, there was like an email loop going around.
That's pressure.
So that's going to be rad.
That's pressure, man.
Yeah.
You guys going to make him feel comfortable or are you going to put a little pressure on him?
We're gonna have to roast him just a little bit. So give him his proper rock and roll, his proper rock and roll baptism.
So before we roll, I'm gonna put you on the spot. You know, we have a brand new studio, a brand new performance studio in here for live music. I would love to get you and the band in here when you're ready. Come on in, play some music
oh,
for
man.
Us.
Thank you. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Just don't bring the Speedo. That's all I'm asking, man.
We'll have our people contact you. There is a clause in Sugar Cult's contract where if you want us to do a radio appearance, we have to you have to be cool with us wearing hot pink Speedos. But don't worry, we're all completely out of shape.
Right. Marco DeSantis, thank you so much. Once again, it's The Strange 80s 3D. Happens on June 1st. At the Fonda Theater. The cause could not be a better cause. It is removing the stigma of mental health. And you, dude, I just on behalf of the entire city of Laguna Beach, first of all, and everyone who's going to attend, man, thank you so much for taking part in this.
Dude, I'm so stoked. But I will say, and I know I totally sound like I'm being that guy, but like, you know, I don't have a dog in the fight. It's going to sell out anyway, but I just will say there's only a few tickets left.
Right.
So I'm just saying, don't make it be one of those things where you're like, oh, let's just see how we feel next Saturday. I don't know. We'll check it out. Like, you should literally, like, probably get your tickets, like, as soon as you cash your paycheck today.
Right on.
Hit me up. You can slide into my DMs, Sugar Cult Marco, Marco with a K, M-A-R-K-O, on Twitter, or find me on Instagram or whatever, and maybe I'll sneak you in. You know, I'll put you on Scott from Weezer's guest list.
I'm there. Marco, thank you so much, man. Stay on the line so I can actually bug you about some stuff when we get off, all right?
He's like actually going to ask me about the guest list. I love it. No, let's do it.
You know I am. That was Marco DeSantis from Sugar Cult. When we come back, we got Lisa Farber from the Laguna Beach Vibe. Thanks, Marco.
See you, Laguna Beach.